Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The driveway is about 200 yards or so, so probably pretty close to her gate.
What lead you to believe that she passed away within an hour of leaving home?
There's digital evidence as well as interviews that causes us to believe that.
How was the driver located?
You want to answer that question? Would you like to answer that question?
There were a number of investigative steps that have taken a course along the way. The sheriff mentioned the digital evidence that was there, and we were able to work through that digital evidence and through partnerships with FedEx in order to help assist with that with locating him and finding him this afternoon.
Does this man have any prior criminal history?
I don't know the answer to that question at this point.
When you talk about that digital evidence, do you mean Ring camera videos, surveillance camera videos?
I think the investigation is still unfolding at this point, and I think we'll leave the specifics in terms of what that is there. But you know, right now we're, on behalf of the FBI, I'd also like to offer my condolences to the Strand family and to the Wise County community as well. The partnerships with the Texas Rangers and with the gentleman behind us, the sheriff from Wise County, were truly remarkable and truly helped to bring some closure to that family today. And we know that they're hurting, but we do offer our deepest condolences to them.
Is just one person that you believe is responsible?
That is currently the understanding, yes.
And what led you to that location where her body was recovered?
Sure, if you...
I can address that. It was because of the work of the Rangers and our investigators who were doing the interview that got us to that location based on the information they received from the suspect, now defendant.
The suspect confessed?
We do have a confession.
Is there anything that you can give us on why the suspect said he did this or what motivated him?
We really can't get into the content of the confession, but I will say that we have a confession, and there's so many other things, because this has really just come to this position, this time, and just closure just hours ago. So it's still very, very early, but we wanted to make sure that we got the information out, what has happened today, because of the good work right here.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.